Are you ready for a war?
It's a trap.
Game over, man. Game over.
You just killed a helicopter with a car.
I was out of bullets.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you.
Welcome back, BCD Flixers, everybody. I'm your host, Caleb, and I've got...
Daniel Stoll.
And...
Bama Rogers.
And today is January 30th, 2013, and we are reviewing Act of Valor. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to do box office a little different this weekend, because we're actually recording on a Saturday, which means the results this weekend aren't out yet. But we do have Friday's numbers, so we'll go ahead and run over those. It kind of give us maybe a little bit of a hint of what the thing's going to look like at the end. Coming in at number one for Friday is Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters at $6
million.
All right. Mama at $3.8 million. Silver Linings Playbook at $2.33 million. Zero Dark Thirty at $2.32 million. And Parker at $2.13 million. So, it'll be interesting. It looks like Hansel and Gretel is probably going to take the cake, but it's going to be interesting to see the rest of them kind of fold a little bit. Mama's probably going to grab number two, but Silver Linings Playbook, those last three look like it's going to be really close.
Silver Lining Playbook has been out for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been out for a while. I actually went and saw it last weekend. It's really funny, really awesome, but the reason it's getting, it's kind of getting a little bit of a shot to the knee because it won some of the Golden Globes last weekend, and it's got a lot of Oscar buzz. So,
Okay. Looks
like it's going to, you know, get that extra little jolt in there, make some more money, and it's just a great movie. I would highly recommend it for anyone. Any of you looking for a good romantic comedy out there, because it's not a real rom-com, it's better.
Then didn't you see Mama?
I did see also. Mama, and that movie was, it was all right. I got to go to an early screening of it. It was okay. I mean, pretty much run-of-the-mill PG-13 horror movie. Had a kind of a cool atmosphere to it, but at the end of the movie just didn't make any stinking sense, man.
Hopefully I'm going to go see Hansel and Gretel.
It's not getting very good reviews, sadly.
Well, you know.
I mean, it might worth checking out, but it's getting kind of panned.
I didn't really think it would be... You know, that great.
Yeah.
It just looks like good action.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. I also caught Zero Dark Thirty a couple weekends ago. I think it's getting a little overhyped. Definitely worth watching if you're a big history buff, but I think it's getting a little overhyped. I don't know if it deserves all the acclaim it's getting. All right, we're going to go ahead and move into the news. We've got a pretty big news item to talk about today, but first off, we're going to start with Bama's got something for us.
All right. I was just looking through some news items, and I found this one. I don't know how true this is. It's probably just a rumor, but we know that Marvel will be coming out with Avengers 2 eventually. But before Avengers 2, there will be the Guardians of the Galaxy
right. Movie. And
Avengers
2 is set for 2015, by the way.
Okay. But they're wanting to have Guardians of the Galaxy done before Avengers 2 so that they can incorporate some characters from that into the Avengers.
Right.
And I heard, I was reading a rumor that they were going to be looking for some comedic relief for the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Yeah. And two of the actors that they were considering or that were on their list were, one, Jim Carrey,
right. And
two, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Now, I know some people would really have a problem with one of those people being in a movie such as this, a superhero action movie, and if you can't get the hint, that would be Adam Sandler. I don't think Adam Sandler could play up to the part would do.
Yeah, I don't think Adam Sandler can play up to the part of much of anything these days.
True. He has kind of declined in the past few years. But I think Jim Carrey, I mean, if it comes down to those two, I think Jim Carrey would definitely be the better pick because he's just a great actor altogether. Of course, more known for his funnier roles, but from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind that we reviewed, he can do...
Oh, he can definitely do,
he can definitely do something
he can be a
lot different. So I think he would definitely be... Very good, and plus he just got done with Kick-Ass 2, so I mean he's already in the mindset of a superhero type movie. So I think Jim Carrey would, if this is actually true, this could just be rumor and not true at all. But I think Jim Carrey would be the better pick if this is actually true.
Gotcha. Well, that'll be interesting. They've had a lot of casting rumors about that flying around the last couple months, so it'll be interesting to see when they actually start rolling out the announcements. I've heard everybody from Michael Rosenbaum to Jim Carrey to what's his name, Zachary Levi, all over the place. All right, so the other big news that I'm going to talk about is the Star Wars director was announced this week, and it was confirmed this morning by Disney to be officially official. It was pretty much official before, but now it's officially official. Disney and Lucasfilm both put out statements this morning. So, we're going to go ahead and talk that the J.J. Abrams, apparently Lord Emperor of the Nerds, is going to direct Star Wars, even though he's still going to be involved with Star Trek 2, and he's still going to be somewhat attached to Star Trek 3, from what the press announcement this morning.
I think a lot of people are going to have problems with this, because some people would think you can't be the director of Star Trek and Star Wars. You have to pick sides on this. But I think it should be okay for him to be on.
Yeah, I think J.J. Abrams is a perfect pick for the movie. What I'm more concerned about is how he's going to differentiate between the two, because basically what he did with Star Trek was make it more like Star Wars with the movies. And I think it's great. I think I love the first Star Trek. Can't wait to see the second one. But I feel like he made it more like Star Wars, so how is he going to differentiate between Star Wars and Star Trek when he's already made Star Trek? He's already almost made Star Wars with Star Trek.
True.
But, I think he's a great pick. He's a fan. He's going to want to do justice to the material. He's going to want to make a good movie. He knows what it means to the fan community. He's going to make sure a job's well done. And he just knows how to make movies, that type of movie. I mean, he's done he did Mission Impossible 3, Star Trek, so Super 8. He knows how to do that type of movie, that kind of summer popcorn, but also great type of movie. So what do you think about this?
Obviously J.J. Abrams is extremely good at what he does, and I think it's a good choice. I'm fine with it. I think he's a good choice. I think out of all the ones they could have gone, that's a solid, safe choice that they could have gone with. So.
Yeah, I think I had a conversation with someone this week. I think he definitely was a safe choice. I mean, there was a couple, and there's a lot of those nerd icons out there. Jon Favreau was another one.
Kevin Smith wouldn't. I know he wouldn't.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I love Kevin Smith, but no.
It would be way too different. People would hate it. And
Kevin Smith himself would hate it. That's the problem.
Exactly.
I actually saw him. He actually did a rant about J.J. Abrams being the director. He called him Jar Jar Abrams. Yeah. Check it on YouTube. I think safe is a good word for it. I mean, like, it's. I think for the first film, it's cool. I really hope they do get a little more experimental with who they get eventually, because I think J.J. is a great pick. I think it's safe. I think he's safe. I mean, I want to see what they could get someone like that, like Ben Affleck on it or something like that, because I know his name was in the running at one point, too.
Huh.
So, anyway, just curious. I think he's a solid pick. I think we're going to get a great Star Wars movie in 2015, and I look forward to hearing more about it.
So if he does do a good job with this, would you want him to at least direct another one, or at least be involved in another one in some way?
Maybe, like, I don't... Yes and no. I want to see what other directors are going to bring to it. You know what I mean? Like, I understand, like, having one man's vision kind of lead up the story and everything, but I'm also...
Well, we already had that with George Lucas.
Twice. And one of the times was more controversial than the other.
Exactly.
I want to see what other directors are going to do with it, though. I want to see what other people can bring to it, you know? But granted, what's really cool is now we're not limited to episode 6, 7, 8, 9. We can do spinoffs. Like, they have the rumor that Zack Snyder is going to be doing a spinoff not related, or I would love to see, you know, Del Toro do one, or, like I said, Jon Favreau, or smaller directors. I mean, I want to see what other people would bring to the table. Now, if J.J. does a good job, of course I'm going to want to see him do another one, but I don't want him to do all of them.
Right.
So, anything else? Any other thoughts on this, guys?
Lens flare. Lots of lens flare.
Do you like the lightsaber fights?
Exactly.
There's no more lightsabers, guys. Only lens flare.
Only lens flares. That's going to be a great trick. I can see that every time lightsabers hit each other, lens flare.
Yeah, lens flare. I think he's going to... I feel like he's... I'm sure he'll use some lens flare, but I feel like hopefully it won't be that bad.
Yeah, it should.
We're going to go ahead and move on to our review of the week, which is Act of Valor. Okay, Act of Valor is a story about an elite team of Navy SEALs that embark on a covert mission to recover a kidnapped CIA agent.
It's so informative.
It's so informative. That's the summary, man.
I know, but still.
Folks, this is the movie a couple of years ago, or last year, that pulled the publicity stunt that was like, hey, we're going to have, like, real military, real Marines or Navy SEALs or whatever. They're going to star in this movie, and we're going to make a great movie. And, you know, kind of came out and reactions were mixed. Critics hated it. A lot of people liked it. Right. So, what did you think, Bama?
We'll say that's what happens when you do this type of movie. It's like, oh, we're going to have people that were, you know, really in the action to play this movie. And it's just like, critics are going to hate it because the acting is going to be, I mean, just not up to par with regular actors. Watching this movie, it was like I was watching a piece of 2x4 trying to tell these lines. And it was about the same as a delivery from a 2x4 could give. You know, the story, great. Some of the firefights and in the action scenes, pretty decent, I would say, for, I guess, an action-y type documentary-ish film. But overall, just not a great film.
So what did you think about this movie?
Well, I don't think it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Since it kind of impressed me, I expected it to be pretty bad. I didn't think it was bad per se, but I didn't think it was good or great by any stretch of the imagination. The acting was not very good at some parts. Some actors were pretty good in it, but for the Navy SEAL part, obviously, they were not that good. But it was better than I expected it to be based on what I read from critics and things like that. So I was entertained on some sort of level. The action scenes, I thought were some of the action scenes were pretty cool. So.
Well, I got about what I expected with this movie, and it was pretty terrible. 2x4, that's about the best way to put it. I was like, I'm like sitting there, I'm like, you know, maybe this movie won't be so bad. And then that bar in the first scene, I was like, nope, it's going to be that bad. Because they start talking, I was like, oh my gosh. I feel like the same people who made Fireproof and... What was that? Facing the Giants. Giants. That was like the acting level here. I was like, oh, gosh, these line deliveries. It's just like, hey, man, she likes you. Hey, see, just I got a beer on me. Huh? It was like, oh, my gosh. It was like mechanical. It was wooden. And it was like that the whole stinking movie. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, you can't really expect too much from people who don't act
I know.
For a living.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. I just think this is a giant publicity stunt. I really think that's what it is. I think some of the action scenes were kind of cool. I'll give you that. But this felt like, honestly, yeah, it just kind of felt like at some point, to some extent, though, like a cash in on like Call of Duty. Like some of the action sequences and stuff like that felt like something like you'd see like in a Call of Duty. Like,
yeah.
And the end, when it, like transition scenes felt like a cutscene from Call of Duty. Like when they pull up the map and stuff like that, and they go somewhere else in the world and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally felt like a Call of Duty game.
I will say, I did like the first person view that they did every now and then throughout the film.
Reminded me, I was watching Doom.
it did have kind of a Doom feel to it. But I think the first person view that they did throughout this, like when they would be going into a enemy territory trying to recover somebody, or like they even did one where they were using night vision. So it was first person view, you're looking through night vision goggles. And so it looked really cool, but of course there was no acting going on during the first person view. It was just action ish type scene, but I like that they incorporated that.
I see something kind of cool. I will say this: I think part of what hurt my movie on the action sequences. This is I just saw Zero Dark Thirty a couple weeks ago. One of the like most incredibly seeming realistically done military movies I've ever seen, and this one it was definitely Hollywood a little bit. Now it was definitely more realistic than your average action movie for sure, and they kind of went at the military angle. But like I was like, man. I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, man, I wish I was watching Zero Dark Thirty, the last like 30 minutes of that movie again, the whole time. I'm like, I mean, I guess I can't fault this movie too much, but it's like, I'm like, there's another movie I just saw a couple weeks ago that has done it so much better than this movie.
One of my favorite scenes from there was when they were at the area where they were trying to recover the CIA agent, and they're being super sneaky. They've got sniper up in the hill, and they've got people swimming underneath the water. There's this guy, bad guy, sitting on the or standing on the pier, and one of them swims silently behind him and just like raises his hands out of the water.
Yeah.
And then they shoot him and he falls off and he catches him before he lands in the water. And then they slowly take him in. I thought it was really cool. That was probably one of my more favorite parts of the film, sadly enough.
That was notable. I did think the bad guy was kind of cool. I mean, He was pretty much a mustache twirling bad guy, but I mean, at least the actor who was playing him was totally playing it up. Like, he was being over the top, which at least made it fun.
Yeah.
But you know, story here, you know, it's been done better in a lot of other movies. You know, and I'm not saying I have had high expectations, because I really didn't. I just got what I expected, and I wasn't expecting something very good. So I don't know. I don't have much else to say about this movie. Not a big fan.
I feel like I expected it to be pretty bad, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. So maybe I because of my such bad expectations, I actually came out thinking it was an all right movie. So there's actually, nothing was great or good about it, but it was enjoyable. At least I'm glad I watched it, and I would never own it, or I probably would never watch it again, but I was glad I got to see it at least once.
Okay, well, we're going to bypass the spoiler section, because there's not really much of a spoiler. It's pretty much a plug-and-chug action movie. You know, I mean, good guy wins, saves the day, gets the bad guy.
Somebody dies at the end
for an emotional impact. I mean, you know.
I wasn't really emotionally hurt by it.
No, not remotely. I mean, there's not much to talk about, is the point. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and grade this sucker. What would you guys give it? Bama, what would you give this movie?
Oh, good grief. See, I don't want to grade this too harshly, because then the Navy's going to send their SEAL team to find me and kill me, I'm afraid.
Watch out for Jack Bauer, man. He'll come and get you.
There is no time. Anyway. You know, I'm gonna give it a C, just a solid C. I can't really, there's nothing really good to say about this movie. And you know, we've already said all the terrible, horrible things about this movie. Action, okay. The music in it was pretty good. Of course, you had your build up music to something big happening and stuff like that. But just the acting really brought this down. So unfortunately, with actual Navy SEAL people acting, it's just not that good.
All right, Daniel, what would you give it?
I'm going to be a little bit nicer than Bama. I'm going to go ahead and give it a C+. There was some parts where I enjoyed it. Now, like I said, I agree with everything they've said. Acting was bad, and there was really not much story to hear, but I at least enjoyed some of the action scenes. So for that reason, I'm going to give it a C+.
Gotcha. Well, I am none too friendly this movie. So, you know, I feel like this was an American propaganda film to get people to want to join the military. I feel like that being the point of the movie, it succeeded at doing that. Probably. True. I mean, I'm sure it got a lot of people who were like on the line about it. I mean, it got people to want to be behind the military. And I think that was really the point of the movie. So, as a propaganda film, this is great. It gets an A. A for propaganda. As a film, as a piece of art or entertainment, because there's times I was, captivated is not the right word. I was moderately entertained, but most of the time I wasn't. So, this gets a D. D, D, D.
Wow. That's the second time you've given something a D. I think that's the second time in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Nightmare Before Christmas was the last one, wasn't it? Well, what can I say? I mean, I don't like it that much.
You don't have a child inside of you that loves Nightmare Before Christmas, and you're going to get shot by the military.
I am going to get shot. I have no soul, and the military is going to come after me. That's the okay. Just get to make sure next week when we pick a movie that I don't like. It's on George Lucas's grave or something like that. I don't know. All right,
that would be the trifecta right there.
Trifecta. Okay, so moving on to our butt section. Daniel, what are you hyped up about this week?
I was reading, and I know we've talked about this game before. We've talked about League of Legends on here before. I actually have played quite a few games. Now I've borrowed some friends of mine's their computer, because I have a Mac. So, and they don't have a Mac version out. So I've been able to borrow some friends of mine. They'll let me borrow their computer. And I played a few games on there and stuff like that. I really actually enjoy the game. I was reading that they're working on right now. Now they've done this things like this before, where they've been working on a beta for Mac, and then it'll fall through and they won't make it or something like that. But it's in the works again. They're supposed to be releasing soon a beta for the Mac version for League of Legends, to see if they could maybe finalize Mac as being able to play League of Legends. So that's something exciting for me, because I've enjoyed watching several of my friends play, and I played a few games, and I enjoy it. So it'd be nice to have it on my own PC instead of to bum off someone else.
Oh, sold your soul. Oh, my gosh. Well, there it goes.
You've even said yourself you wanted to play.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you have.
No, I didn't. The only time I was ever thinking about it was like last fall, because all my games didn't come out until October, and I needed something to do.
Yeah, he was going to play it for a transition.
And I even put it on my computer, but I wasn't like, oh, I want to play the game. Like, I need something to play with people because I need to have a social life again. And then it didn't happen again.
You put it on your computer?
And then you know what? I realized StarCraft 2 expansion packs come out in March. So when you guys are all playing League of Legends, I'll be playing a real computer game. So
The most popular computer game in the world.
It's a mod. Not even made by real game developers. Yeah, it is the most popular esport right now.
Yeah.
Even better than StarCraft. I think it's StarCraft. I'm the holdout. I played a couple games like a couple years ago, but I'm not falling for it. Bama, what are you excited about?
Well, I'm not really excited about anything that's nerd related. What I'm really excited about is something that just embodies Americana, something that everyone in America can get behind, and something that everyone will enjoy watching. And that, my friends, is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
We've got the Brothers Bowl, the Harbaugh Bowl.
That's right.
I really wanted this Super Bowl to happen in last year's Super Bowl, because both the Ravens and 49ers had really good teams, and unfortunately they lost out and weren't able to do it. So finally, we get to see two brothers coach against each other. We get to see Ray Lewis play his final game, which will be, I mean, how great is it that your final game that you get to play after playing for, what is it, like over 17 years,
like
maybe?
Yeah,
your final game gets to be the Super Bowl, and you've got your whole team behind you wanting you to win it and all this. And then you've got the 49ers, who are trying to rise back up to the powerhouse that they used to be in the 90s and 80s. So, I mean, just great, great storylines from a football game. You have a better storyline in this football game than you did in Act of Valor.
Yeah, you do. It's true.
So that's what I'm excited for.
People just got behind the sports.
I know. This is so weird.
Whoa.
Hey, I watched the playoffs. I watched most of the playoff games, actually. I don't watch the season games. I only watch the Colts. I didn't even watch it for half the season because I thought they were going to suck for half the season. And then I watched
They did
pretty good, and then I watched all the playoffs. I keep up.
I'm not saying you don't keep up with it. I'm just saying usually you don't get behind like sports.
I love the Super Bowl because it's
Sunday.
It's
Americana.
Everyone can get behind it. You got, listen, because no matter who you are, there's something to enjoy. You got friends, you got pizza and wings and junk food.
You got
a game, and you've got game, which is fun. You know, like you said, this epic game of building up to. You know, my teams I wanted in there didn't make it. That's okay. It's okay. I'm on this. I'm supporting the Ravens, my division, because I am a Colts fan. And then, you know what? Even nerds can get behind this. You want to know why? Freaking commercials.
Oh, yeah, the commercials.
And not even just any commercials, because the commercials are hilarious, but the nerds can get behind it because they have their nerd commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have their trailers for their movies, you know? And they've been doing Star Wars commercials the last couple of years. There's something for everybody here. I think you're totally right. This is American tradition right here.
You are not American if you don't watch the Super Bowl, or at least the commercials.
At least just you don't have to actually care about the game. Just like show up at a party and watch the commercials and stuff.
Have fun, fellowship with people.
Exactly. Okay, so what am I excited about this week? Well, this week Nintendo did another one of what they call Nintendo Direct conferences. And basically, what they do is they put out like a video press conference, sort of. It's not like a real press conference. It's like just a few key figures, and they talk about some of the upcoming games. Well, they dropped the bomb this week. They announced, they rolled out some of their hand for E3. They said that a new legit Mario, not the new Super Mario stuff, but like a legit, you know, like sequel to Mario Galaxy, all that stuff. E3, Mario Kart. They talked about the new Zelda. Now, it's not going to be E3, but they talked about kind of what their philosophy with the game is. And just to say, hey, we're working on it. We know what you guys want, and here's what we're trying to take from it. And they also announced that Zelda Wind Waker is going to be remade in high def for the Wii U coming out this year. Which I'm pretty tempted. I mean, like, I already own the game, but that game, I've been saying for a long time, like, the art style in that game holds up better than almost any other art style of the Zelda franchise, so putting that in high definition is just gonna make it look, like, just show how strong that art direction was in 2003.
Yeah.
Because even standard def, like, I look at it, you're like, wow, this looks like
that was 2003?
2003, 10 years ago.
Wow.
Almost. It was 10 years ago in April, because it came out in April. And then, Super Smash Brothers, they said that both the 3DS and the Wii U versions are going to at least make an appearance, not to what extent they didn't say, but make an appearance at E3 in June. So, I am a big Nintendo fan. That is my company. I will support them gaming wise, even if they make mistakes, which they do frequently. They've got my childhood in their hands, and I love my Zelda and my Mario. I want to hear more Metroid. I want to see what's going on. So I was really fired up about that when I saw that. I was freaking out because, like, holy crap, they never talk about this stuff like outside of E3. So we didn't really get any videos or anything, although they announced a handful of other games too. A sequel to Xenoblade Chronicles, which apparently is a hugely critically acclaimed Japanese RPG. They just brought it over to America in May last year, and it sold really well. They had trailers for a couple other things. So just kind of laying their hands out there a little bit, and we'll see if they have. Hopefully, they've still got more surprises for E3. But that, I was pretty excited to hear about that. Going to go ahead and start closing out and talk about movies opening up this weekend. I think there's really only two worth mentioning. First one is Warm Bodies. I've actually seen this movie. I had a press pass to this one. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. They twilight zombies. It's clever. I'll get this. It's a lot more clever than Twilight, for sure. It's funnier than Twilight. But, man, it's totally catering to that audience so hardcore.
Does it have better acting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
So it's much better.
It's better than Twilight, but it's still like that. Like, they messed with zombies, and they did it in, like, a way to cater to that audience. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's better. I think I would... I could sit through this movie again if I needed to, but... It's, you know, it's still kind of like, ooh, still catering to that audience, you know. I thought, I got some laughs out of it, though. The other one is Bullet to the Head. That is Sylvester Stallone trying to make a comeback. And if last weekend's any indicator, he's going to have a rough time. Because Arnold, The Last Stand, opened up last weekend and bombed. It opened at number 10. So, hopefully Stallone's got a little better luck, but I have a feeling he's not going to. So, either you guys have thoughts on either one of those?
What are we, Vikings? That's all I hear from the trailers is.
I am the law. By the way, on the reference, it's totally unrelated. Dread, is that on DVD, like the new one? That one's actually pretty good.
I saw a little bit of
it. Give it a Redbox, folks. It's actually worth watching. It's pretty cool. I mean, not mega awesome, but definitely like way better than the original and really violent and really uber awesome. Okay. Stoll, no thoughts on these last couple movies? Okay.
Nothing.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and close out here. You can always make sure to follow us on get our Facebook group. Like us, please. Comment. We like comments and feedback. We will read your comments on the air. You can follow us at BCD Flixters on Twitter. And I've got my personal as BigCalKenobi91 and at Masters_review. We want feedback, folks. We like to hear from you guys. So give us a tweet or a post. Next week, we're going to review Visioneers, a dark indie comedy starring Zach Galifianakis or whatever, however you correctly say it.
Galifianakis.
Galifianakis. However you read
it. It's not that difficult.
Look at that. It looks complicated. Okay, Zach Galifianakis. All right. And until next week. Adrian! That's Sasha Sloan at the end of Rocky. Adrian!
I got it.
Kill the Batman.